Hi Shine Mums, this is Jen McDiarmid and this little podcast and recording is all about the process of feed. Now this is following on from the little voice note that I recorded all about the amygdala and the part of the brain that can drive our subconscious to make us feel more nervous and anxious and stressed before our conscious brain has either kicked in. So what we need to do is focus on how we can start to try to change that panic button being hit in our brain to actually get to a place where we have calmed the amygdala down. So as we said, we've got to think about it being that horrible grizzly gremlin trying to get it back to that lovely, fluffy, cute teddy bear version of a gremlin, because it is important to have the amygdala in our brain. It is really important because it helps our instinctual survival mode. But as we've talked about, because we have often got so much more stress, we are in a heightened state so much more often, rather than having the amygdala be something that is a positive to help us with our survival, it's something that can start to become out of control and can start to drive all of our feelings that make us feel much more stressed and anxious and upset. So in order to try to calm the amygdala down, we need to start to rewire and change what is going on in the brain. And one of the best ways to do that, as was written by John Arden, is through this process called feed. Now, feed is where we start to change the chemicals that are released in the brain. We start to change the neurotransmitters, and actually we start to connect different parts of the brain together. Now, when we think about negative processes and negative thoughts, it's often because this amygdala will associate stress and anxiety and cortisol and the fight or flight response with something that's happening. But what we want to do is we want to change that so actually we can start to create a lot of the release of the feel-good hormones and the feel-good chemicals around a thought, an event, something we know that we need to do, or even around a memory that we have got. Now, when we start to think about something, say we're going to be thinking about, let's use, say, public speaking as an example. If we think about standing up in front of a room of people, we might feel really anxious and think, crumbs, there's not a chance I can do that. And if we think about how we were as a child, your parents might say, well, you used to love performing and you would stand up in school assembly and you were merry and you would sing in front of everybody. And if we think about being a child, we didn't have that fear or that anxiety around standing up in front of people. But through different things, as we become older, it suddenly starts to happen. What we need to do is we need to break that negative thought process. So if, say, you were thinking about standing in front of an audience of people, you need to really focus in your brain to think about that event that you've either got coming up or thinking about a previous experience when that happened. When we focus on a particular situation or a particular feeling, it starts to activate all the different parts of the brain, which is really important to do. If you're not focusing and it's something where you're on, say, autopilot, that would be where all of the parts of the brain aren't activated. So any of this rewiring that we want to do will not be able to happen. Other things that you could think about is how you feel about yourself. If maybe you eat something that you didn't want to, you could be thinking about how you feel about yourself. If you put on clothes that maybe you don't feel so comfortable in, or that you used to feel comfortable in, and then you feel that your body shape has changed. You could be thinking about how you feel as a mum, or in situations where you're out in public and maybe your child is screaming and crying and you feel quite panicked because you think people might judge you. Just focus on one particular area that you feel makes you feel anxious, or something that makes you feel down or stressed. Don't worry about everything else to begin with. Let's just focus on one particular scenario. As I said, when we focus, we start to really open up all of those messages in the brain. Once you're focusing on that particular event, and I will quickly pop back to the public speaking one, what you need to do is you need to make a really big effort to start to create positive feelings around it. So when you start to make an effort around it, you no longer are thinking about, I can't believe I stood up and I had toilet roll stuck to the bottom of my shoe and my skirt was tucked into my pants when I stood up there, if it was a negative memory. Or you might be thinking about something coming up where you're thinking, I won't be good enough, I can't do this, I'm terrified. And you start to make an effort to think about the positives. You start to either visualize seeing yourself in a positive way. You start to visualize how good you're going to feel after you've done that public speaking. You start to visualize how prepared you feel and how much information that you've got. You start to visualize and make an effort to think about how well that event is going to happen. Or if it's a previous thing, you start to think about all of the positives of that situation. If it was to do with eating a chocolate bar, you might no longer think, I can't believe I ate that. I hate myself. I've got no willpower. I feel fat. And instead you think, I really enjoyed that chocolate bar. It tasted really good. I know eating that one chocolate bar won't undo all of the good work that I've done in terms of my nourishing food. I don't feel guilty for having it. And I know that one chocolate bar won't make me fat. If it's about the children crying when you're out in public, you think, but they're a child and that's okay. And anybody who's a good parent won't judge me and they would actually just want to help. And everybody else's child screams, it isn't just mine. I am in control of that situation because I'm a brilliant mum and I absolutely know I will be able to cope and I'll be able to make it better. Once we focus on the event and we make an effort, we start to make an effort to associate that positivity around that situation. You need to keep making an effort repeatedly until it becomes effortlessness. When it's effortless for us to associate something positive with that situation, that's when we have shown that we have rewired our brain. If we don't get to a point where it's effortless, then it means that we haven't rewired the brain properly. So we need to go back to that effort state of feed in order to keep making an effort for it to change. If you get to a place where you aren't worrying about, say, for example, food and you're eating things without that guilt, you've got to that effortlessness stage. If you think about standing up and public speaking and actually you feel a little bit nervous, but you start to feel excited and empowered and you're looking forward to it, you've achieved effortlessness. If you're thinking about going out in public with your child and not worrying about them screaming or crying and you're just looking forward to catching up with your friend, you've been able to rewire your brain properly. So it does take a lot of discipline to do, and that's when we get to the D part of the feed, which is the determination to stick within that practice, to make the effort for it to become effortless. Now, it is a big process to go through, and it's something you have to keep doing. You almost want to think about when you're learning a new skill, say for example you ride a bike. If you just tried to ride a bike once and then you didn't ride your bike again, you won't remember how to do it because you haven't made an effort to repeat that practice. But the more you get on trying to learn to ride that bike, the easier it becomes until it's a skill that we have learnt. And then the more practice we have at it, the easier that skill comes back to us. And we've got to think about exactly the same principles when it comes to how we feel about things. So we can't just have a day or two of really focusing on feeling good around whatever the situation is, and then we forget about it, because your brain will forget. All of a sudden, those parts of the brain that we've rewired to work together, that connection will become very weak, and very easily the amygdala will start to override again with those negative thoughts and feelings. So we've really got to keep observing and keep practicing that positivity around those thoughts, and have that determination to do it. And once we start to feel positive about one thing, you will start to notice a cascade impact where we can start to change our thought process around so many other things. They've done so many different tests in labs, in real life studies that show this process of feed. So focus, effort, effortlessness, and then determination really, really can make such a fundamental difference to this internal dialogue that we have. That in turn can really help us to feel empowered in so many different situations that right now we might feel completely overwhelmed by. And when we feel empowered and we feel positive and we start to produce all of those amazing neurotransmitters in our body, our dopamine, our serotonin, our GABA, all of a sudden we start to reduce this internal stress. We start to relax that cortisol, the adrenaline, and instead we feel much calmer, we feel much more relaxed, we have much better quality sleep, we notice a boost in our immunity and a change in our digestion, a change in whether we've got brain fog and exhaustion, and it really can have such a huge impact on us. go back to basics. Think about one scenario that you find really difficult, that you find overwhelming. Go for focusing on the situation, make an effort to put positive thoughts around it. Keep going until it feels effortlessness, and then you'll have the determination to keep that practice, to make that change stay. And the more we practice, the quicker that response will come to us, and then the more we can apply it to all the different areas of our life. You've got this, Shine Mummies. Keep listening to this voice note as many times as you need, or get in contact with me if there's anything that I can help with, or if you want to go through a feed practice together. Take care and speak to you soon.